This is the voice of Keith Scott Mumby, and I'm going to accompany you through the beautiful gratitude process based on aspects of the All You Need Is Love program developed by my friend Peter Shepherd. I want you to start by separating yourself from the frantic everyday world and just for about half an hour award yourself the status of someone very special. Love yourself enough to give time to this humble but amazingly effective process. You can do this anywhere, anytime, but to achieve the best results, I want you to relax and lie down. Sprawl on a sofa or lie on the bed if you can. Lie on your back with your arms lightly spread out beside you. If you can't do that, then find a comfortable chair that will let you relax and drop your head. But you can do this on a bus or train if you like. If you're listening to this on a computer, turn down the room lights and be sure to bring up a favorite, beautiful image which fills the whole screen and excites your heart with wonder. And then, close your eyes throughout the process anyway. I want you to go inside your head and ignore the room as fully as possible. Whatever your audio system, you must use headphones to get the stereo effect. That's important. Without stereo sound, I cannot influence your brain to integrate the right with the left halves. Through this enhanced mind technology, we seek to combine heart with wisdom, fuse love with logic, and unite vision with plans and purpose. That's true brain integration. Consciousness thrives best when the brain instrument is properly tuned. It's like making music. You cannot make sweet, wondrous sounds of music when the instrument is out of tune. Ready? Close your eyes. Good. Take a deep breath in gradually over a period of 5 seconds. Now breathe out slowly over a period of 7 seconds. Take a deep breath in over a period of 5 seconds. Allow your stomach to expand as you take air into the lower lungs. And now breathe out slowly over a period of 7 seconds. Breathe in and out slowly. Feel your arms and legs are heavy. Your head is heavy. Your whole body feels heavy, relaxed and heavy. You feel a little warm. Your breath is slow and relaxed. Your arms and legs are heavy. Now go deeper inside. We're going to work with gratitude. Gratitude means to give special thanks for all that we have. Gratitude is generous. It is forgiving. It is empowering. Gratitude releases the hold that pain may have on our hearts and minds. Breathe deeply and slowly. Feel yourself relaxed Your limbs are heavy. Relax. When you are done with this process, I want you to start a gratitude log and write down 5 things every day for which you've been grateful. You'll find it greatly enhances how you feel about life and how you react to situations. Gratitude brings to mind the good, the positive, the loving, the healing, and the many, many beautiful things we have to experience. It puts down the monster of greed and status. To be grateful is to affirm absolutely but that what you have is sufficient and nourishing. Gratitude brings you into the now so that you're not regretting the past and not anxious about the future or wanting things to come into your life. Gratitude says that my life is rich and I am blessed. It would be nice to have a choir of heavenly angels around to sing this richness to you every day. But fortunately, this isn't essential. Declaring gratitude for yourself will focus your mind on good things. And you know what they say, that which you focus on comes into your life. So as well as being grateful for what you have now, you will become richer and richer. Gratitude brings more gratitude. No one's life is so poor or mean that there's not some cause for celebration. The secret is to look for the good in everything. There is an old English adage, every cloud has a silver lining. And you know it's true. If it rains, it may dirty up the car or mess up your hair. But moisture feeds the plants and trees, which are the glory of our world and a wondrous gift we have to share every day. Even sickness and diversity can be a gift. It is life telling us we're off track. We have made a wrong turning or have neglected ourselves too much. Suddenly faced with mortality, many people have discovered to their joy that so much of what they were doing and what they cared about was, in truth, without real value. It gave them a golden chance to simplify and focus on what really matters in life. Purpose, love of others, giving and service. People who have been to the extreme and come back do say it brings about celebration and the opportunity for cherishing what is good and lovely. If you are facing tough challenges, be grateful for the message of healing, translate it into what you need to do, and make those changes. Loss is only loss if you cannot bear it. Think about that. If you've had a loss that was difficult to get over, then it is only your feelings about it that continue the pain. The message is clear. You need to let go. Take on the future. Face forwards and not backwards. And be grateful for what is now around you, rather than longing for the past. Be grateful for what you had by all means, but without wanting it back. Be grateful for what you have, without comparing it to better times or better places. Think often on this. Gratitude speaks of love. It is a song to yourself. Love yourself enough to be very glad for the many, many good and beautiful things in your life. If you say, "I am angry," or "I'm disappointed," you hurt yourself. So it is logical to say that if you say, "This is good, I take delight in what I see and what I am experiencing," then you redeem yourself and release any pain you may have been harboring. Now, let us do some mind work together. While you are doing these exercises and meditations, if feelings come up that are hard for you to experience comfortably, just be with the feelings for a while. Don't resist the feeling. We live by the wise saying of Robert Frost, "The way out is the way through." Keep going. And when you're ready, when you can accept the feeling, simply let it go. I'm going to ask you to recall a number of pleasant experiences and re-experience that pleasure now in the present moment. By concentrating on the positive emotions, you drain the negative ones, making their stuck energy available to you now as free life energy. Recall each experience and briefly slip back there in time. Let the pleasure flow into the present. Don't linger, come back to the present. Go on to the next recall. If you cannot recall an incident that applies, leave that question and wait for the next one. If you encounter an unpleasant memory, don't get involved with it. Pull back and recall again the last pleasurable moment. Continue until you're feeling positive. Recall a time when you observed a wonderful view. Recall a time when you admired some beautiful flowers. Recall a time when you watched some wild animals. Recall a time when you enjoyed looking at the sky. Recall a time when you observed graceful movements. Recall a time when you were carried away by a passage of music. Recall a time when you had childish playfulness. Recall a time when you discovered something as a child. Recall a time when you made a friend as a child. Recall a time when you shared something as a child. Recall a time when you received affection from a child. Recall a time when you felt connected to a sense of tradition. Recall a time when you felt oneness with the world. Recall a time when you felt connected to a community. Recall a time when you felt a group accepted you. Recall a time when you felt you were a good friend. Recall a time when you felt a spiritual connection. Recall a time when you felt part of a larger whole. Recall a time when you were happy to be part of a crowd. Recall a time when you felt a sense of caring. Recall a time when you liked your appearance. Recall a time when you felt well organized. Recall a time when you made things neat and tidy. Recall a time when you ate healthily. Recall a time when you enjoyed exercising. Recall a time when you cleared your desk. Recall a time when you felt totally in control. Recall a time when you worked well as a team member. Recall a time when you were singing along with others. Recall a time when you created something with others. Recall a time when you liked your co-workers. Recall a time when you decided to take a risk. Recall a time when you decided to make a commitment. Recall the time when you made love for the first time. Recall a time when you decided to get married. Recall a time when you decided to buy a house. Recall a time when you made up after a fight. Recall a time when you won a concession. Recall a time when you forgave someone. Recall a time when someone forgave you. Recall a time when you had a sudden inspiration. Recall a time when you gained a new understanding. Recall a time when you discovered a secret. Recall a time when you discovered you had a shared experience with someone. Recall a time when you had a new idea that others agreed with. We come to gratitude itself. At the end of the sequence, I will ask you to find something for yourself that means the most to you, the biggest thing that came into your life and for which you feel the most gratitude. Ready? Say these words to yourself after me and really mean them. I am grateful for being myself. I am grateful for communication. I am grateful for understanding. I am grateful for compassion. I am grateful for intelligence. I am grateful for intuition. I am grateful for the things I can learn. I am grateful for smiles. I am grateful for the presence of God. I am grateful for the wonder of nature. I am grateful for the sensations of my body. I am grateful for my friends. I am grateful for my family. I am grateful for my partner. I am grateful for my possessions. I am grateful for my clothes. I am grateful for my pets. I am grateful for my meals. I am grateful for my home. I am grateful for my work. I am grateful for the love and caring I receive. I am grateful for the ever-changing weather. I am grateful for interesting ideas that can motivate and inspire me. I am grateful for the people in my life. I am grateful for the love within my heart. I am grateful for music, books, films, art. I am grateful for the internet. I am grateful for the opportunity to help others. I am grateful for the ability to feel great. I am grateful for the abundance that surrounds all of us. I am grateful for having so many ways to share my creativity with the world. I am grateful for the positive changes occurring daily in my life. I am grateful for all my clients or my customers. I am grateful for those who visit my website and friends on Facebook. I am grateful for all the animals in the world. I am grateful for my human rights. I am grateful for my liberty. I am grateful for my values. I am grateful for my beliefs. I am grateful for those who maintain the civilization around me. I'm grateful for the people who have fought to protect my way of life. I am grateful for the beauty that surrounds me everywhere I go. I am grateful for my health and the health of those I love. I am grateful for life itself. And right now, I am most grateful for whatever you choose to put here. I'll leave you now for a few moments to round up any stray thoughts and make any energetic or mental connections that are needed. Finally, having activated and opened your heart chakra, do this. As you go out and about, look for love's radiance, the light of love shining in your family, friends, co-workers, and those you encounter. And I ask you to keep your karma clean. Whenever you make a choice, ask yourself, is this choice guided by love? Assess the feeling in your heart of compassionate reach or of withdrawal. If your heart is telling you to pull back, then don't make that choice. That's all for this gratitude process. I'm confident that you enjoyed it.